Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
How much time till we're on?
Come on, Ron.
What?
We're on the air right now. Oh.
I'm ready. Good evening, I'm Ron Burgundy. Here's what's going on in your world tonight.
The new, refined, seven-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
We only play this theme song when a legend walks into the room, ladies and gentlemen. No, we're not talking about Scott Sattler. We're not talking about Rat Rogers. We're talking about Gary the Wiz Freeman, my special co-host on Sports Day today. The man has played for more clubs. I'm trying to think of something funny. I'll come back to that. Balmain Tigers, Eastern Suburb Roosters. Boo.
Yeah. Went good there.
How many brown paper bags did you get at the Roosters allegedly back in those days? Penrith Panthers and the Parramatta Eels, 45 tests for the Kiwis.
Yeah.
Geez, that's a fair few, isn't it?
Yeah, there was no one else to select, mate, so they had to keep picking me.
He's a wasn't Stacey Johnson, Stacey Jones unavailable?
Stacey actually came in 95.
So after you?
Yeah. Oh, well, straight after. I got sacked for him.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh.
But thanks for bringing that up, mate. No, that's it still doesn't
all
hurt
right.
me.
Wiz, I'm just gonna take away Stacey Jones as one of my favourite Kiwi players of all time. Better not raise that. He's a Northcote Tigers legend, and I'm sure our Kiwi listeners listening through SENZ in New Zealand will appreciate that. Gary Freeman, New Zealand Rugby League royalty. Welcome to Sports Day.
Jase, that was absolutely outstanding. You actually said it was going to be better than that, but you know what you've just said, I'll actually take that as a compliment.
The Stacey Jones thing I should have mentioned, but...
Nah, it's all good. Actually, you know what? It was funny because in 95 when he decided they wanted to move me on and all the rest of it, I actually said to them, I said, look, whatever you do, don't take me on the World Cup and not play me. That was my only stipulation.
Yep.
And I gave away the captaincy, did all that sort of stuff. But then they took us away and there was seven players that never played on that tour. And I actually got a game, Sidura got stood down. And then got man of the match, thought I was in for the semi-final against Australia. And then, the coach changed his mind.
Right.
Which was pretty disappointing, I'd say.
Yeah, but look, you've come out a winner. You're now in the Sports Day studio.
SEN.
That's right.
Outstanding. There's no one else here. Just you and I.
Mate, it's same Daddy Vass, the producer.
Oh,
he's
good man.
He's a Broncos supporter.
That's all right.
You can't hold everything. More clubs than M&M colours, like as in the chocolates.
Really?
I don't know. That's not working.
If you look at the players nowadays, they change midstream and no one even knows anything what's going on.
Yeah, I know.
So who cares? What I started a revolution. Change whatever you want. Don't worry. Move on.
How many NRL, well, not NRL games, but how many first grade rugby league games did you play in Australia? It was about 160 something, was
No, I think I had a few suspensions. So I had to take those off. So it's about 151, mate. And then, 45 test matches for New Zealand. And then that doesn't count some of the other games that we did play too, midweek games and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, right.
And then you got to remember back when we played, even the Aussie boys were in the same boat. That if there was a three-match test series, you didn't play for your club.
Right, okay.
And they played
that robbed
week
you.
After week. You know, you might get a break here or there, but you never sort of like backed up again.
What? Hang on. This is – someone's been on the text already. Rat and I had a fight last week.
Oh, that's not nice.
No. And look, I'll get through the intro of the show, then I'll get to this stupid text. And I mean that tongue in cheek. Hello to our listeners through the Super Radio Network. So this Sports Day is a big show, mate. We're global, right?
Yeah. Okay.
So I hope you appreciate
the honour. Is that why you said don't stuff up before we sat, before we went on air?
Something along those words. Super Radio Network, 1170 SEN in Sydney, SENQ 693 AM in Brizzy, our SEN track stations, SEN Fanatic, those listening via the SEN app, and those listening in New Zealand through SENZ, we've got a treat for you tonight. It's like a Kiwi show. Of course, we've got the Wiz and one of the greats, and he's part of the SEN family. You can hear him mornings on SENZ, Ian Smith, joining us to preview Australia's tour of New Zealand in the cricket, which kicks off tomorrow. You can catch all the action live on SEN. Of the first T20 game against the Kiwis. This is going to be amazing. And I'm excited about it. I know it's – I feel a bit guilty getting excited about cricket in February, and we're, what, 2 weeks away from the footy season.
It's a bit late.
But, mate, we've had such a crap summer, Wiz.
Like, it's been terrible. It's been absolutely shocking. The weather's been terrible. It's
cricket. I don't give a stuff about the weather.
Oh. You mean the way you guys have played?
No, well, we lost one test. Yeah. I don't know, to the, you know, one of the greatest test cricketing nations, the West Indies.
Yeah, I was just thinking that the other day, the West Indies. They're actually making all right. Some of the young guys are coming through all right now. It's taken them about 30 years to get going, though.
I know. Well, there's some who obviously didn't go to the NBA or athletics at colleges in the US. That's what we're competing with right now.
Well, you're competing with that and the money they can earn.
Oh, absolutely.
It's just unbelievable.
But I'm looking forward to this tour in New Zealand. It's three T20s, and there's a bit of, I know, Ian Chappell, who loves to have a whinge. I love Chappelli.
Yeah.
Just ask him about Don Bradman. I can't even repeat what he says about Don Bradman.
That's right.
But I agree with him. They're calling the T20 series, the trophy for that, the Chappell Hadley series. Mm. And they shouldn't be. Surely they could come up with two other legend players that have played for New Zealand and Australia.
Mate, I think you're pretty close to some of the best you've just named there. Sir Richard Hadley, I should say.
Yeah, but keep that for the test series and the one days. Well, I think it might just be the one days. Anyway, but to keep that. No, it is for the test as well. But maybe come up with a new modern players and call it after them.
I think over the years we haven't gone that great. So I think
what do you mean? You mean the Kiwis?
Yeah, the Kiwis.
I forget who you are.
I'm going to stay with Sir Richard Hadley. I'll back him in.
Mate,
I had breakfast with him one day.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Very interesting character.
In what way? Like, was he...
He made me wait for about an hour for him. He was on the phone doing a radio interview or something like that.
Yeah, right.
I was starving. So I put it on his room, but it was all good.
I was going to say, you wouldn't have shouted.
No.
You wouldn't have shouted. And by the way, I'm going to introduce you to some regulars of the show.
Oh, okay. This will be interesting.
There's a bloke called Glenn who will call just after the start of the second hour.
Yeah.
He's a home and away fan. So I kind of tell you, he got his foot run over the other day by a car, and he's his local bottle shop's best customer. All right?
Uh-huh.
And every second, well, lucky tonight's Tuesday because every second Wednesday it's pension day. Yeah, it's pension day, and it's not good.
It's good quality.
No, it's not.
Talking?
No. More clubs than the Deltones.
Who said that? You wouldn't have made
Gary.
That up. That was too hard for you to work out. You'd be sitting there for five minutes trying to think of it. Someone must have sent it in. Who was that?
Gary with two R's.
Yeah, that's not a fan.
You don't like that one?
No, I'm not a fan with two R's.
Why so the Wiz played for more clubs than ... Help us out tonight on Sports Day. 0457 736 736. Text if you're in New Zealand. We have basically put together a New Zealand show for you tonight, 8833, or call us 1300 01 1170. As I said, we've got Ian Smith joining us on the show. He'll be a part of our commentary team. Things that make you go, and I guess, Wiz, you walked in today, and the first thing you said to me, and now I've thought about it, I kind of agree, but you don't know much about this show. I'm the positive person on the show.
Wow.
So Rat and Sats, they're negative all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
Always hating on the Roosters and all that rub. I'm the positive one. And I just saw having footy back on the weekend was a wonderful thing. But what did you say to me when you walked into the Sports Day offices this afternoon?
Look, I, I did watch a footy on the weekend. I just felt some of it was a little bit premeditated. It was a bit boring. They're all playing the same way still from last year. I don't think there's a lot gone into changing the style of football. I think that's why I'm pretty a big fan of probably the Panthers and the Broncos, because they've got some quality players there that can do things that are different that we all want to see happen. But I think if you look through all the games that we watched, that most teams, well, actually, I'm going to say 100%, they all did the same thing. One out the back, one out the back, and then if you can't defend it, you score a try. That's
it. Yeah,
and that's just been an honest opinion of what I saw. A lot of young guys were playing, of course, and they were going to give their opportunity. So, you know, if you're a young elite, you want to chance your opportunity to say, look, here I am. But sometimes, you know, when you get that opportunity in first grade, it's easier just sometimes to just do as you're told.
And then I saw some games on the TV, and then I've gone, geez, he's right. They're just playing one out, all this sort of stuff. But as a player and as a coach, what would you want out of the first week of trials? Would ball handling be a priority, just getting some miles in the legs?
Mate, look, in the old days, it was always, you know, get three or four games under your belt for the big fellas that, you know, to get their momentum going. But now these guys are that fit. They play football against each other during the week.
Yeah.
That's why that most of them are all injured. You know, we got a number of players that got injured, knocked out, all the rest. I've never seen so many players get knocked out in the last couple of years. It's been crazy. But I think that their bodies are so tightly tuned nowadays.
Mm.
There's no really, like, how do I say this in a nice way? Players of your build playing.
Me?
Your build.
You mean athletic?
Yeah. I'm going to use build.
That's horrible what you just said.
No, it's a, you know, Hoskins was your build. Mm. He was a solid person.
Wiz has played for more clubs than Shane Watson DRS referrals. 133, that's outstanding.
I reckon they're going to love me on the show today. I think Sats and Rats might have to watch out.
Matt D, Wiz has played for more clubs than a poker machine. I'd say that doesn't make sense, but obviously he knows what you do for a living.
Yeah, I think he knows what I do for a job.
The Wiz played for more clubs than Woogie eats pieces of a 21-piece feed. Oh, Dunny, they call me Woogie. So
I can see,
that follows up your fat shame, doesn't it?
Said that.
You did.
Because I'm worried about you, mate. I'm worried about you. I just want to make sure we stay on the good side. I never said that out loud.
Whoa, g'day, Jason Wiz. How about the Wiz has played for more clubs than Woogie has had second helpings at dinner?
Yes.
Well, that's a compliment, I think, anyway.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
I think so.
So, look, it's week one. Let's have a look at this week. I mean, let's discount the teams that have travelled to the
Vegas.
US. Yeah. So, South's already there. Well, Souths are in San Diego. They flew out yesterday.
I think they're doing a training camp there at
San
Diego.
Yeah, they are. So, the Bronx leave Thursday. Yeah. I don't care when the Roosters leave. And Manly, I mean, I love the Roosters. Oh, God, I'm getting confused.
Did you really say that?
Yeah. And Manly, who cares when they leave as well? But so this weekend, those four clubs are obviously calling on reserve grade to fill their squads for the trials.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, this weekend, I think it might be different, Wiz, because we're starting to see some full strength teams named for this weekend.
I think you and I spoke earlier. I think there's a number of coaches out there now that are probably looking at these trials as necessary evil. They want to get through it as much as possible without injuries, but there's always people that are going to get injured. So I could see that if you went down and actually spoke to the coaches and had a beer with them and said, look, do you really want to play your key players in any trials, they'd probably go no.
Yeah,
they
right.
get to round one. Let's get them out started. Yep. See if we can get through the next 3 or 4 weeks, you know, uninjured, and then go from there. But you know, I just think a lot of them are going, give a few of these young guys a run. That's what it was all about, trials. But I was reading something. Paul Gallen was saying that, you know, give an incentive to play in a trial match. We've tried this. It doesn't work.
Mm.
You know, I think now there's 26 weeks, there's semifinals. They play
27
Origin.
Now.
27, sorry. They play Origins if they're lucky enough. Then they play for Australia. There's enough football for them. So I think maybe they just ditch the trials completely and just go straight into round one. But, again, then we'll have people say they get injured. Oh, they should have played a trial game.
But, mate, but having said that, though, we have a thirst for content, right?
I love it.
And remember the old days, we wouldn't even see the trials apart from the Charity Shield, which is now, it's I used to love seeing blood on the jerseys after a charity shield. Didn't we always look forward to that?
Like, I loved it.
They'd beat the crap out of each other. Should be allowed to do that in Origin, right? No sin binning or anything like that. Just beat the crap out of each other and charity shield.
You're
playing for hospital foundations, for God's sake.
I think when you talk about the charity shield, I watched that game and you just looked at the game and gone, it's just another day. It's like a training run for them.
Absolutely.
And I'm not being disrespectful to the players because I understand why they're doing it. And they're so close to the start of the season. And we've already seen a number of key players injured.
Yep.
Dominic Young, you know, from the Roosters, out for, you know, maybe next 2 weeks or 3 weeks or whatever the case may be. So I totally get it.
Yeah.
But there's no real I don't have the solution.
Yeah.
If you ask me about
I'll ask you next week after this weekend's round. I think you'll find it's a bit better.
I think it will be. I think it will be. Yeah. But I do believe that what we've seen by the referees in this trial week, if that's what's going to happen, we're going to see a lot more players going to the bin again or being sent off for shots that they think are high. I think the young Warriors player, I looked at that tackle where the player was falling in. He was coming up. He's 6'4". What do they think is going to happen? They need clear guidelines, mate. The NRL need to say, this is what we're going to tolerate and this is what we're not going to tolerate.
You know, you're acting like Rat now. He flaps his arms around like you're doing at the moment, and he said exactly the same thing last night. You're as intelligent as Matt Rogers. Hey, quickly, before we go to the break, and we have to go to a break because Smithy's standing by in New Zealand. Jared Waria-Hargreaves is quitting the Roosters at the end of 2024. I want you and our listeners to think about this. And he's going to, at the age of 35, he's going to go and play Super League in the UK. Good on you, mate. He has served his country and the game of rugby league. He's a villain and he loves it.
I love it.
He plays hard. He's not fat like me, apparently, but... Have a think about this, Wiz. Where does he rank amongst the greatest Kiwis to play the game of rugby league, NRL, even pre-NRL, back in your day? I'll throw up Stacey Jones and I'll throw up Olsen Filipina, like as two of the best. Listeners, get involved. 0457 736 736. If you're in New Zealand, we want to hear from you. 8833. Ian Smith from SENZ, cricketing great, joins us next.
The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment.
He tries to swing it away. They're going for a run. He must be out. He's out. Well, they went for a crazy single, and McDermott never had a chance. Harris raced through, picked up. Got it to Smith and the bales were gone and another Aussie is out.
Well, I'd love a dollar for every time he ran out an Aussie at the crease or whipped those bales off. The man's joining us now from New Zealand, from his lounge room, where he's staring at a book I need to find out about. And I can't do. I reckon he got a free copy. He wouldn't have bought your book, surely, no, Gary. No,
well, mate, I had to get rid of a number of free ones, so I think that Smitty might be on top of the list there.
SENZ's very own Ian Smith joining us now on Sports Day. Smithy, welcome to the show.
Hey, Sam, Gary, thank you very much. I paid $29.95 for it, Gary, so there you go.
You were robbed. You were robbed. I think you might be the only one that actually paid for the book. I do remember, Smithy, though, going to Christchurch and signing a book launch, and the guy that was with me trying to take me around and look after me, and as they do with the rugby league players now, they have security everywhere. He wasn't security, but he actually owned the book company, and we managed to get to the plane. I think with 15 minutes to go, there was that many people there, young kids trying to get autographs and all the rest of it. Not trying to wrap myself, but it was really, really good to see that we got rid of a few books and all the kids. I went back and watched a game of footy at Kohler Park on number one and number two, and I think the four halfbacks are out there all had their socks down. A revolution, mate.
There
started
you go.
A revolution, yeah.
There you go.
They didn't have big calf muscles like me, though, Smitty.
No, that's true. That's true. And they wouldn't have given the finger to the coach if he told them to pull them up too, probably.
have you two ever crossed each other's paths?
Not really. I don't think we have we, mate?
I don't think so. I think we might have spoken on the phone.
I'm not even sure
we've seen the similar functions. Jason, cricketers were never allowed to mix with rugby league players back in my day, mate. We weren't important enough.
Yeah, right. Good call.
You mean us or you?
It was probably by choice, Smitty.
It's probably safer for both, no, actually.
We're going to talk about a bit of footy shortly, but the reason I wanted to have a chat to you tonight, of course, I can't wait for the tour to kick off tomorrow, the first T20. There's three T20s and a couple of tests, as you know, Smithy. Australia taking on New Zealand. We've had a pretty rubbish summer, apart from the Big Bash here in Australia and the odd upset in a test match, which we won't talk about. It's been a pretty rubbish international cricket season, but I tell you what, it kicks up a gear tomorrow when the Aussies play your boys in the first T20 in Wellington. And I hear there's sellouts everywhere. Is that right, Smithy? I know the tests, the first 4 days of the test are sold out. What's the feeling like in New Zealand? Are they as excited as us?
I think so. Can't wait, I think. Most of them, we've just had a pretty average South African team here. They sent about their third 11 because they had another competition to play at home. So we were really disappointed in that. We mopped them up without too much trouble. So look, these test matches, well, the T20s as well, they've been dates on our calendar since they came out. So a lot of people have put a ring around them. And yes, the sellout at the Basin Reserve for the first 4 days, I'm led to believe the second day at Christchurch has already sold out. Wow. And the first, third and fourth are pretty close to it. So it's unprecedented, really, that we'd have that kind of interest in a test match or a test series in New Zealand. I tell you, it's the power of Australia and it's the power of the confrontation, I guess, and the hope that we can perhaps pull off an upset.
Well, Smitty, that's what I was going to bring up. I know when I was a young bloke, going and watch New Zealand versus Australia in the cricket, that's all you wanted. You just wanted them to bash up the Aussies as much as possible. And I think, like you said, in that first and second one already sold out, which is fantastic. How's that pitch in Wellington, though, mate? Is it in good nick for them?
Look, Gary, I haven't been here recently, but traditionally the Basin Reserve is our best test pitch. In other words, it provides pretty much something for everybody. There'll be pace in it. There'll be a bit of bounce. So, I mean, what worries me is that I think Australia have, man for man, a better all-round bowling attack than we've got, and a lot more experience as well. I mean, I don't think too often in the history of the game, if ever, all four bowlers bowling in one lineup have got an excess of 250 test wickets together. Each one of them, I'm not even sure that's ever been done before. That's how much power and how much experience that your lot are going to bring over to our lot. And I'm including you with us, actually, Gary, in that. But
yeah, that's okay. I already knew where I stood there, mate. Don't worry about that.
Yeah. Underdogs. We're pretty big underdogs as I look at it. But that's the way we've played a lot of our cricket over the years, particularly against Australia. I'm not worried about that tag. I'm just a bit worried that we might not have the class to get Australia out twice, which, of course, we'll have to do.
Smithy, the thing that I scratch my head about is New Zealand seems to play above its weight when it comes to, obviously, all team sports, but cricket in particular. What is it about New Zealand cricket? Why is it that you perform above, your weight all the time? You're very competitive for such a small nation.
I don't know. I'll be perfectly honest with you. I mean, I was lucky enough to play in a pretty good era. We had two or three superstar players there, and they were the standouts. And then the rest of us sort of turned up and just did our job every day. And I think if you do that, if you've got that kind of mix, we have had a history of producing players who give very honest efforts. And we also have at the moment, we have a side which has got quite a lot of experience in it. We've got one absolute standout in Kane Williamson, who's as good as anyone in the world, I think. And then you base your batting around that. So we've got a pretty honest side. We've got a side that's been together for quite some time. People say it's actually a little bit too old, and they're a little bit worried about the future. But I'm not worried and I'm not looking any further forward than about the next 3 weeks, to be honest, fellas. I mean, we have to be good against Australia. I think our next visit to Australia is in about 3 years' time, and I think we've been granted four test matches there. I don't know what either side will look like then, but this appointment right now, which is about to start, is massive for me because there's unfinished business.
Mate, I just want to touch on young Stokes, who plays for England. You know he's a Kiwi, yep, through and through. Was anyone from the New Zealand Cricket Board there, did they ever approach the young kid to say, look, come and play for us? Because he's been outstanding outstanding for the England side over the number of years so far.
Gary, I think he left when he was 12. You'd know his old man very well.
I knew his old man really, really well. But his old man said to me, he is going to play for New Zealand in cricket. I remember it vividly, mate. And he ended up, we coached the Kiwis together. Then he went over and coached in Whitehaven. But I always thought that somewhere down the line, someone must have gone, is that Jared's boy? And he's a Kiwi. Why wouldn't they go and approach him? And I think that's what happens in rugby league too. We leave so many players behind because we think, oh, no one's actually run them, or someone has, or someone, you know. So I just wondered, you know, what's your thought on that process?
Well, I don't know if anyone went and approached him. I really don't. He never looked to play first-class cricket in this country.
No.
Which is, you know, his team would have been Canterbury. So, and that's where they plucked him from. And his secondary school, all of that was done, of course, in the north of England. So,
yes.
I think he's just, honestly, to be perfectly honest, he slipped under our radar. And that's a sad thing because he would have been a massive asset to New Zealand cricket. But, I mean, that's just life, isn't it? Your parents take you in one direction, you either stay or you go and do your own thing. And he was happy, he was picked up, and their talent was obvious. And now he's struck up a terrific relationship with Brennan McCullum. And, you know, they just are peas in a pod. They see the game the same way. They want to play it the same way. And the fact that Ben Stokes has lost to us is, I think we bring it up every now and then, but to be perfectly honest, you know, we're never going to have him. So, good luck to him. He's achieved some great things, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, well, let's talk about, I mean, the one thing us Aussies and Kiwis have in common, we love bagging the Poms. And I saw the World Test Championship rankings, Smithy. No doubt you've seen this. Kiwis at number one at the moment. Australia at number three. I think Sri Lanka are at number two at the moment. But England... a second last. I think they're eighth on the ladder. What are your thoughts on Bazball? Because I don't know. I don't think it's working.
Bazball is always going to be under threat against good bowling attacks. So you can beat up the weak guys and you can continue to go at the weak guys. But in all honesty, over a period of time, bowling attacks win test matches. You got to get 20 wickets. And when a few of them are handed on a plate, that is a bit of a gift. And that's, to me, they might want to play Bazball, but I think there's limits to Bazball. I mean, you look at the way Joe Root is playing all of a sudden. If he's playing Bazball, I'd be saying to him, Joe, please don't play Bazball because you can't buy a run at the moment. Mm. Just go back to being the Joe Root, you know, that created that great reputation as being one of the top four batsmen in the world over the course of the last 5 or 6 years. It isn't working for him. It isn't working for Johnny Bairstow. You know, there's a number of players who really, I don't think, are suited to changing their games at this stage of their cricketing career to the extent where they can go whole hog almost at every ball and expect to get away with it. There's too much research done on players these days. There's too many coaches sitting in the back rooms, milling over miles and miles of footage, and they come pretty prepared. And the other thing you've also got to do, you've got to respect the conditions that you're playing in, and they change from country to country. Yeah. They're never going to out-hit India, I tell you, not in Indian conditions. If that's the way they want to go, they're not going to beat India that way. They won one test, but that'll be all they win if they continue the same policy. And day in, day out, in 2 years' time, I'd be loving to come back to Australia and watch the Ashes. I really, really would, because the semblance of this Australian bowling attack is still firing at that point. They won't beat Australia that way either.
Mate, we've got to just fast forward, mate, to Jarrad Waria Hargreaves. He's finishing up the Roosters this year, but as a sports person, I know playing cricket and all the rest of it, but he is one of the guys that I would pay money to go and watch play because, A, how aggressive he is and how inspirational he is to his teammates. So what have you thought about his career over the last 15-odd years he's played for the Roosters?
Look, he's a villain when he's playing against us, isn't he? I mean, you know, that's the thing. You look at him and you think, oh, God, I wish someone would plant him on the end of the beak. And, you know, and no one's ever going to, of course. But you just kind of... when he's playing against you, you think, what an ass. this guy's just he's a bully. He's disruptive. He gives away penalties. He's always in the thick of anything. In fact, he sometimes incites a lot of it. But then he turns around and plays for you, and you think, that's a good bloke out there playing in that Kiwi jersey. He's a real absolute inspiration for us. What a terrific bloke. Wonder who he plays his club footy for. He is the kind of guy who, when you look back at Jared Warrior Hargrave's career, you'll know he played. A lot of guys will know he played against him, but you'll know he played. You know his style that he played. And the other thing about it is that rugby league is a hell of a hard physical game. He's had a career of longevity, hasn't he? I mean, he's lasted by being at the forefront of things. So I'm never going to knock a guy that does that. So hero, villain, but on a hell of a career, really.
Oh, unbelievable. In your playing career, who was the player in the cricket team who was like Jared that you played with in New Zealand?
Oh, look, in terms of having a bit of mongrel,
yeah.
John Bracewell, John Bracewell,
yes.
he'd love me saying this.
Yes.
He was our off-spinner. he was our off-spinner, and he was an angry,
yes.
angry off-spinner.
Yeah.
I mean, he just absolutely got wound up and wound people up around him. And, you know, he was a spin bowler with a fast bowler's attitude, He played first-class rugby back in New Zealand. He's one of the Bracewell clan. I think all, four of them ended up playing rugby at a rep level in New Zealand. He was a centre or a fullback. They're the only two positions he liked, but he'd have been pretty good in a six or seven jersey as well. And never turned down a scrap, John Bracewell. We didn't have too many in cricketing days, but Javed Mandad, who is a terrifically good player for Pakistan, but a very combative little fellow in his own right, threatened to take John Bracewell out the back of the grandstand at the end of the day's play, and John Bracewell said, no, let's do it right here and now.
Yes, that's what I love. I love that stuff.
Jeez.
How good would that be if they could get that on TV nowadays?
Hey, Smithy, before we let you go, for all our listeners through SENZ tonight who listen to Sports Day every night, geez, the Warriors, they've got some depth this year. I've got you playing in the GF against the Panthers this year. I reckon you'll go a game longer, mate. How are you feeling about the Warriors?
Well, look, very bullish this year. We really are. Roger Tuivasa-Sheck has finally got onto a footy playing field back in the colours. And look, they sold out a pre-season game in Christchurch, Gary. In Christchurch, they sold out a pre-season game of rugby league with the Warriors down there. They're
awesome.
Taking two more games to Christchurch. They'll sell out, no problem at all. We're bullish. I mean, the talk on our radio station, I would say in a rugby-mad country, in the middle of winter at the moment, she's 50-50. The Warriors have just been a revelation. I'll tell you what's good about them too. They're available. They talk to you.
Yeah.
The coach, Andrew Webster, has been brilliant in communicating. Cameron George, the CEO, has made sure that everyone can get a piece of the Warriors. And I've never seen anything take hold like up the wars in this country ever before.
Yeah. I'm getting chills just listening to you talk about him, Smithy. Catch every ball of Australia's tour of New Zealand live across the SEN network. It's in Australia and in New Zealand. The first T20 of the Chappell Hadley series starts tomorrow, 4 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time, 5 o'clock for our listeners in New South Wales. It's live from Wellington. Have a listen to this for a commentary team. Jared Waitley, some bloke called Ian Smith, he goes all right. Adam Collins, Dan McCarty, Bharat Sundaresan, the feisty John Bracewell, and Jeremy Coney heading up the core team across 3 T20s and 2 tests. I'm looking forward to it, Smithy. And, mate, I really appreciate your time tonight on Sports Day.
And, Jason, you got first thing tomorrow, you go out to your nearest bookshop and see if you can hunt down a copy of Tiger, Kiwi Rooster.
Actually, I've got a great social media idea. Why don't we get you in a smoking jacket with a cat on your lap, just reading a chapter every night, Smithy? The kids will love that on Instagram.
Read out the letter that Alan Jones wrote to me. That was a good one I put in there.
I should have bought that out, actually.
Oh, man.
I don't know about the smoking jacket, but I have a cigar, I'll tell you.
Yeah. Smithy, thanks for your time,
mate. See you,
pal.
Cheers, guys. Pleasure.
We're back. The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
He wants this music every time I turn the microphone on. Jason Matthews and Gary the Wiz Freeman doing Sports Day tonight. Great to have you on board. 8833 is our text number for our New Zealand listeners. 0457 736 736 if you're in Australia, or 1300 01 1170. Gee, I tell you what, the text machine tonight, Wiz, is blowing up. It's going.
Do you think from New Zealand?
No, there's a few coming through, but.
Not good.
Damien, the punter pest, is having a crack at me because, seriously, Woogie, the Queensland jersey means more to Queenslanders. The Blues just don't get Origin. Where's old Roughhead today? He's talking about Matt Rogers.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a video that's out on social media.
Right.
No, it's. Thank you.
It's not right.
Are you trying to tell me that when people put on a Blues jumper, it's February and it's just Queensland dribble?
Yeah, that's all rubbish, mate. I was with Junior when they won 3-0, and those players, they love playing for their state and they want to beat Queensland, and that's the biggest load of rubbish I've ever heard. Cut them off.
I'm not going to be that nasty. Look, you're here for. I'm not going to come back tomorrow and apologise to everyone you've offended.
I don't care.
Remember.
What's his name again? Damien.
I've forgotten. The putter pest.
Yes. Oh, the putter pest.
Yeah.
Don't text while I'm still on
air. But, Jesus. The Wiz. Evening, guys. The Wiz has played for more clubs than Tay Tay has had ESPN NFL close-ups. Enjoy the chat with Smithy. Cheers, Budster. Best Kiwi players. Where does Waria Hargrave sit in that? I mean, I've got one of them sitting across from me tonight. Dennis Williams and Mark Graham. Great Kiwis.
Williams in the 60s. Late 70s, I should say.
And that's from Phil in New Zealand, by the way.
Yeah. Well, Dennis Williams played centre for the Kiwis. Great player. And there's another centre called Roger Bailey back in those days. I used to go and watch these players all the time. Mark Graham always wanted to play in the same side of him. I got that opportunity in 86. Kurt Sorensen, Olsen Filippola.
Mate. Stepper from Redcliffe says Mark Graham as well. What an absolute champion for the Kiwis. Now, when you made your debut for New Zealand, he was the skipper.
Yes.
What did you have to do for him?
No. You need to rephrase that. What actually happens in that week back in the old days, the senior players, if they're playing a test match, everyone had to do everything for them. So Mark walked in the room. I was actually, my roomie was James Lillawai. And then I'm laying on the bed and big Mark Graham walks in and goes, "Here you go, son, start cleaning my boots." You can imagine what I did say to that.
Yeah, keep it clean.
Yeah, well, I won't say it on air. And then I just said, "There's no chance in the world." And then I looked at James Lillawai and he goes, "Mate, you need to do that. Otherwise you get a punch in the head." So I said to Mark, "This is it. Once only. Don't ever ask me ever again."
Sorry, if you said, "No, I'm not doing them," your skipper would have punched you in the...
Yeah, they just beat you up.
Imagine that nowadays.
Oh, just wouldn't happen. Just wouldn't happen, mate. But that was the... there were certain things back then, the old days, what the senior players would make you do, and you had to do it. And
was that the one and only time?
That's the only time. I played the next test match against Australia. It was at the Sydney Cricket Ground. And they came to me and they said, "Oh, do you want us to clean your boots?" I went, "Nah, I'll just do it myself." Like,
I was going to ask you if you'd return the favour.
No, I wouldn't do it. I couldn't do it. Not being the smallest bloke in the side. But talk about those players. When you had Kurt Sorensen in there, Mark Graham, Kevin Tammany, then Jared comes along. There'd be some great front rowers that we've had over the years from the early 60s and 50s and 70s, 80s, all the way through, mate. We've been lucky, and they've been tough blokes.
There's a bloke called Wiki as well.
Oh, Rubes.
Of the Reuben variety.
I love Rubes.
Mate,
I was lucky enough to coach Rubes, and we had a get-together, you might say, and everyone had to dress up at different things. He came out as Rambo. And the funny part, he's got this big cigar, the thing wrapped around his head, and the lady at the bar said to me, "Said, oh, can you ask him just to leave?" I said, "Why? What's he doing wrong?" And she said, "Oh, no, he's not doing anything wrong." But as the people were walking past, they'd look in and see this ginormous man sitting at the bar, smoking a cigar, drinking pints of beer. No one would walk into the bar. He was there by himself. Yeah. It was a funny
little intimidating.
Thing. Oh, what a great player he was, mate. What a great player.
JWH, what a competitor. A great Kiwi, even better Rooster. That's from Raymond Terrace Rooster. Woogie, you're supposed to say more clubs than a Canadian seal hunter. No, Rooster Mars.
No, you can't say that.
We won't be saying that on the air.
But with Jared, you imagine if he hadn't been suspended, He'd be the all-time...
He would have broken player. Cam Smith's record.
Yeah, without doubt. But he has spent a bit of time off the bench. But I think that's what makes him so special, why people go to football to watch a player like Jared, because they know there's going to be something different's going to happen, mate.
Well, this before we go to the break, Paul sent this text in. With JWH going over to Super League next year, I hope the players start taking spoons of cement now, as I think he's one of the best and toughest front rowers the NRL has had.
Yep.
As a Dragons fan, wish he played for us. Good text, Paul. Break time. We'll come back in just a moment with more of your texts here on Sports Day.
The new refined 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. We're back. The new refined 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Yeah, we're doing it with the Wiz tonight. And Woogie's here as well. Sat's back from his Vietnam trip tomorrow night here on Sports Day. Quickly, 1300 01 1170. Kiwi Warrior is on the line. Ooh. G'day, mate.
How you going, boys?
You good? You got a question for Wiz?
Yeah, bro. Hey, Wiz, just a quick one, brother. Good to hear you on the radio, bro. Having a bit of a giggle at Jason 16.
Thanks. But,
who, you know, when you were playing, who was your toughest opponent either here or in England? And secondly, how good was it given blocker crap when you were playing test against him, brother?
Mate, that was actually fun. But I do remember when we played the 88 World Cup, that block, because playing for Australia, then he actually... I went to play the ball, but I couldn't get up. And then I realised there was a size 17 standing on my hand. And I've looked up at him. I said, "Hey, Block, it's me." He goes, "Not today, you're not. I'm not your friend today." Yeah. And I went, "Oh, my God." Yeah, and that sort of like set the scene about how you had to play against your mates. And that was coming from Block.
Yeah, exactly.
It was good. But I'll tell you what, Des Hasler, Ricky Stewart, Jeff Toovey. I'm just talking about the halfbacks. Alfie. Even Tugger, you know, he was a great player, played for South. It was,
love Tugger.
Oh, mate, I loved playing against him because he was always Indian. He was always calling your names and some of the stuff I can't mention on radio because we'd all get sacked.
On to runner, yeah. And to mention the banter. But what about when you went on tours up to England, bro? Who were the tough nuts up there? Or Gregory or someone else like that?
Sean was, well, him and I didn't really see eye to eye. So even when he came to Balmain, I didn't really... like him much. But Ellery Hanley, one of the best.
Yeah, rightio. Thank you very much for your call, Kiwi Warrior. We're going to go to a break. More of Sports Day coming up soon. How you can get involved in our tipping competition. You can join too, Wiz, if you like.
I will.
You could win a grand final experience if you do.
Better than the last two I had.
We'll get into that. Yeah, we'll get into that. That's coming up, plus more of your texts. Got a question for Wiz? Love to hear it. 0457 736 736 or 8833 in NZ.
The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Welcome back. Hour two of Sports Day, Tuesday night edition. Very special show tonight. Lots of Kiwi flavour. Tonight I'm joined by Gary the Wiz Freeman. Rats, he's done 5 days in a row, Rat, and he's bugging.
Has he?
Well, not in a row. He did Monday to Thursday last week and he did last night.
Oh, wow.
And that's contractually we've gone over the top.
Oh, really?
And he's bugging. So he's now, so he only does 2 days a week.
2 days.
2 days a week. So to do five, it is a stretch.
Is it?
Yeah, of course it is.
I might ring him and start annoying him then, see how he enjoys that.
And Sats, who rang me today when he got back from Vietnam.
He wanted to be a start straight away, wouldn't he? He wanted to come straight
in. He wanted
in.
To come in today. And I said, no, I've got the Wiz.
Yeah, he'd be going, no, don't get the Wiz on because he might have more fans.
Well, no, he loves working. He's the only bloke, Wiz, he's the only bloke who goes on holidays and complains about being on holidays.
Oh, never.
I'll be on holidays and go, oh, got to go back,
I've got to
work,
back to work.
I couldn't think of anything worse. Now, I love my job, but I'd rather be on holidays.
Absolutely.
Than actually be at work.
Should we send out a cherry? Do you reckon he's listening?
100% he
Sats,
is. He's just
can
sent
you just
me...
text in and say something to us?
Because I just sent on our WhatsApp group, I just sent, Wiz is going great.
Yeah. He'd be panicking. He'd be panicking.
Oh, he's gone. He sounds... So he's listening. He's gone. He sounds good. Larrikin.
Oh, well, we've got more... I think we've got more Kiwi callers too.
I know.
Than me being on the show.
Hang on.
I could be a regular.
Well, I'm just going to write back. What should I write back? You know what they say if you go on holidays?
Yeah.
Well, I'll type that in, what they say.
Just say, mate, look...
When you go on holidays, you might not have a job.
More text messages from the Kiwis ever. Ever.
I'd say more text messages from people who are
good
sober.
Quality.
Who
good
are sober.
Sober?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So,
that's a worry.
Yeah.
It's a worry.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I've never had to deal with such wonderful stuff. I can actually read them. Here's one, though.
Where's Glenn?
Glenn's coming up. I want you to do me a favour and do a favour for the listeners. This is a request. This is from Rooster Muzz, who's our most evil listener.
Oh.
Woogie, when Glenn rings up, get Wiz to ask him about his girlfriends. All right?
Sweet.
So he'll come prepared with a script. It'll be crap. It'll be absolute rubbish. But try and take him off, taking off subject, and he can't do anything. He just freezes.
So he's got multiple girlfriends?
Well.
Allegedly.
One for each personality.
Wow.
He reckons he's got hundreds of thousands of fans as well.
He's not dressing up, is he?
Well, we've thought, you know, that Psycho movie? He's the Norman Bates of the show, right?
It's not like Silence of the Lambs and dances around and
who knows what's
down
going
the well
on.
And all that sort of stuff.
Who knows what's going on?
Oh, Glenn, well done. I can't wait to talk to you.
Nice text here from Crime Scene. Wiz, it's good to hear that scratch the surface and you're still an angry little man.
Wow. I thought I've actually got better. Since I stopped playing.
You know what you and I have got in common? Our wives both say that we're angry old men.
Oh,
mate, she tells me every day.
I don't think I'm angry.
I don't either. It's just other people are stupid. Well,
that's what I keep saying at home too, and there's only two of us there, so now I know why I get myself in trouble. I should just cop it on the chin and just move on.
You know the putter pest, the guy you don't want to hear from?
Oh, yeah. What's he said?
One question. This is not a bad one.
Oh, okay.
Gary, if you could have played Origin, who would have you wanted to play for?
Look, because I got involved with New South Wales with Junior, with New South Wales.
Really?
Yeah.
Good on you. Where were you living?
Just south of Maxville.
But that's Queensland
territory. Yeah. So that's why New South Wales. I just made it in.
Our biggest Parramatta supporter, Steve from Dubbo, said, how great is it to have a former Eels half Gary Wiz Freeman on? I can finally relax and enjoy a show with no para bashing.
That's true.
What are your thoughts on Parramatta at the moment?
Well, mate, they've only just really played a trial and there was only just a whole bunch of young kids out there. So, you know, let's wait till I come back. What's his name from the Parramatta supporter?
Steve,
we'll wait till we come back. Get after round one, round two, and then I'll have an idea about how they're travelling.
Jake says you've been to more clubs than Tiger Woods.
Mate,
now, is that as in golf clubs or strip clubs? I'm not sure.
I think Tiger Woods beats me on both.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Got to use that word. Sorry about that.
Sorry about this bloke. It's time we introduced you to Glenn.
Oh, Glenn. This will be interesting.
What do you want, Glenn?
Oh, firstly, I want to say welcome, Louis. Great to hear you, buddy.
Thank you, Glenn. I knew you'd have some positive stuff.
Yeah, righto. What do you want?
Sorry, buddy.
I knew you'd have some positive information
about me. Well, first of all, I just want to say a huge congrats to the other Glenn this morning on Million Dollar Minute.
Oh,
on entering the final round, he was on zero, but ran home quickly to secure the win and the 20K. That, along with his one and a half safe money, is going to see him venture to the Sahara Desert in Tunisia to run a 5-day, 200K ultra marathon.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. Good luck, buddy.
Interesting. That's great stuff.
Glenn, I've just got to ask a question, mate, because it's been eating away at me after listening to you. What about the girlfriends, mate? What's happening there?
Oh, mate, they all want to come around and have a look at my injuries and
How many do you have?
Enough, mate. Enough to go around if you want to. If you need one,
you'd have to stagger them though, wouldn't you? Because if you had them all turn up at the same time, then they'll know.
Absolutely, my friend.
Yeah, yeah.
Geez, I'm glad you're on, Wiz. You should get a regular gig, mate.
Yeah, right.
Okay, we might be related.
What I'm thinking of doing.
Yeah, what?
When I recover.
Yeah. What's the injury? What's the injury?
The industry. Gout. I might join him.
Gout.
And Rooster Mongrel. That woman deserves a jail term for attempted murder, not an Order of Australia medal, buddy.
I don't even know who he's
talking. Steve from Dubbo, I've still got it.
Okay. I'm drawing a line in the sand. Glenn.
Is he still there?
It's time to take some... Oh, he's probably still talking. I've just cut him off.
Oh.
Glenn, it's time to have a rest. You know, his pre-season's been awful.
Really?
Yeah, it's been awful. And he's just talking rubbish.
Who does he support, though? Like, he didn't even get that
Newcastle.
Out of him. Oh, Newcastle.
He's from Newcastle.
Well, they went all right in the last 8 games and get themselves in the semi-finals, which was fantastic for Adam O'Brien. But they'll have to do something special this year, though. Start well.
133 is hit back with another beautiful text, by the way.
Who's this? Glenn?
No. Wiz has played for more clubs than Para Eels premierships.
That's a pretty good one. Who said that?
He hasn't put his name to it, but he texted earlier. That's with a beauty as well. What about this idea? Wiz can be the new Rats and Rat can be the new Glenn. Cam, love it. Stephen Dubbo says, I lived south of Maxville for a while, Wiz.
Yeah. It's part of New South Wales, of course.
It's our Algomera? Algomera.
Oh.
I don't know where that is.
Yeah, I won't be living there.
This is awesome radio, listening to Woogie send a text. All right, Fitzy, go and kiss Rat's backside. Gary had more clubs than Glenn has imaginary followers. That's from Rita. And Rita the Meat Eater. That's her name. She calls herself that as well.
Oh, okay.
So it's Rita TME, Rita the Meat Eater.
Rita the Meat Eater. Okay.
Good girl. She loves her meat.
Yep.
Okay. Woogie and Wiz, things that make you go, oh, we'll get to that in just a moment. Wiz, are your earphones, cans, loose-fitting? The reason I ask is they were going to give you Rat's earphones tonight, and they've been stretched beyond belief, as you can well imagine.
He has got some good ears on him.
Mate, they're brutal.
But they are.
Aren't they? Absolutely brutal.
I actually had to bring my own earphones in because we won't say anything.
Mark says, the Dragons fan that wanted Jared Waria Hargraves, why? They had Josh Maguire for 2 years. Why would you want a player that's suspended half the time? Good point.
What do you mean, half the time? You're talking about Josh being suspended half the time?
And Waria
Jared,
Hargraves.
They could have half a season each.
They could. Waria Hargraves has his own parking spot at the NRL tribunal.
Judiciary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I can't say too much. I went there a couple of times. It is a intimidating place to go to, and everyone's chasing you and media and all the rest of the carry-on that goes with it. But the one thing I like about Jared, he did stand up for himself last year, and he said, look, if that was me, I'd get suspended or sent off straight away in one of the games.
Mm.
And I do believe that he was singled out a couple of times.
Yeah. Well, you know, he plays for the Roosters. He probably deserved it.
It's because you're a salesman, so you've been negative about it. I'm just trying to be open and transparent with the people.
Sorry, I can't hear.
Nothing's happening.
This is for you,
is
Tugger.
Is this a South Sydney song?
This is for Tugger.
Oh, I'd love playing against Tugger.
And Les Davidson, who's working tonight, listening, no doubt.
Les Davidson scared the crap out of me.
What about, I was telling you off there, Bronco DeJura is one of my favourite South players growing up, and you're telling me you had a beer with him before Christmas.
Just before Christmas, yeah, he came down to Winnie Lee's Club down there in New South Wales, out at Wentworthville, and he was sitting on the table with me. He's up in Katoomba Way, and we sat there and had a beer and talked about footy, and yeah, good. Mate, well, I had more beers than he did anyway, I can tell you that.
No, he was a great cricketer too. He played for New South Wales, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Yeah, but I think if he looks back, he probably want to stay with cricket, play that for 20 years, not rugby league for 5 or 6.
Yeah, right. Oh, what a great player.
Oh, mate, good
player. I love going to Redfern Oval.
Yeah, he was good though, mate. Look, I was lucky when I first came over in the 80s, mate, to play in that era. You mentioned Les Davidson.
Mm.
He's probably one of the guys I was scared of when we had an altercation that you knew that he would get you back, which he did a couple of times, accidentally, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he was one of those guys that you would just, you just knew something was going to happen.
Well, he listens to the show every night.
He's a good man, mate. He actually come back and played in my testimonial.
Yeah, wow.
And you know, he was one of the quietest blokes off the field I've ever come across. Yeah, but he was tremendous, mate. Absolutely, just a gentleman, just a good lad. But is that those guys that are really quiet that you have to worry about?
Mm.
He was one for me. Him and Bruce McGuire.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, Bruce McGuire.
Jared Waria-Hargreaves, big announcement today. We'll leave the Roosters at the end of 2024. He's going to take up a contract in the UK Super League. 35 years of age. He's served the NRL and his country very, very well. Where does he sit? Or after your views on this, where does he sit amongst, you know, the great Kiwi players to play the game of rugby league? 0457 736 736 8833 if you're from New Zealand, or 1300 01 1170. Some big news around today, and this has come out of Queensland. On SENQ Brisbane this morning with Pat and Heels, they'll join by the QRL CEO, Benny Eichen, who's taken up that role in the last year or so.
Yep.
He didn't hold back at the NRL after funding was pulled from them. And this is what he had to say.
I feel like we're under-resourced, you know, while other games clearly realise that the battle's, you know, on the ground to win the hearts and minds of the mums and dads and the little boys and girls. You know, the AFL are planning and spending today to shore up their future for the next 50 years. You know, we can't seem to get around the table with our decision makers and hatch a joint plan. It's really alarming. And, you know, in this latest round of budget approvals, like, this is how scary it gets. We're having things rejected in writing on the basis that they don't align with the NRL's participation growth strategy. Now, silly old me thought, well, hang on, I haven't seen this document. Maybe they're making some sense or they've got some ideas. So you ring and request the document only to be told it doesn't exist.
Oh, Jesus. Really?
It's embarrassing.
Wow.
That's scary.
Yeah.
But we are going to Vegas.
Well, that's the thing. And look, I think Vegas is great for the hype. And I haven't been a fan of Vegas the whole time. But, you know, look, give it a crack.
Why not a fan?
I think it's a waste of money. Americans will not give a crap about rugby league.
Yeah, but I think you're missing the point here, mate. You've got
whole
heap of Kiwis, Aussies, Pommies all over there in America that will travel to the game. And there's a lot of Aussies going over there to watch the first round. So the stadium will be packed.
I get that.
I think the deal that they did for it and the money they'll get from for the game is good, but what Benny Eichen's talking about is what's happening with the grassroots. We need more money, more funding to actually start growing the game. And you know, that's what he's asking for, and that's what he's not getting or not understanding. And if someone's saying there's a piece of paper saying this is what we only will approve, and then he finds out there's actually nothing being written down, maybe that communication needs to be
from the top.
It should be from the top down to Benny Eichen to say this is all we can afford to do. The game has never been in such a better position and hasn't for years, money-wise and all the rest of it.
Can I just go back on your Vegas thing?
Yeah, sure.
You're talking about people who are already fans of rugby league.
Yep.
That's not growing the game.
No, I know that.
But so they want Americans to invest in gambling on the game. That's what they need. It's a gambling play.
That will probably happen as well.
Well, it might. And mate, Fox One is not a big channel in America. It's the soccer channel.
Yes.
Right? It's not like Fox here. It's a channel.
But mate, if we don't start somewhere, with a game over. We did it back in 1982 with the state of Origin.
Where
Peter Sterling couldn't get through the big screen.
Alfie Langer won the at Venice Beach. He won I think it was the strongman contest or whatever it was. But I think there are bigger issues at play at the moment, right? And let them do it. Let them do the Vegas thing. It's fine.
I don't think those issues have actually gone away in the game. They've always been there. It's just now we've got people that are actually speaking out about it, like Ben Eichen. And, you know, you look at the game at the grassroots level, that's where these young kids are going to come from. And, you know, the kids are going to play footy, mate. And then mums and dads are going to take them along because it is a great game. Everyone enjoys it.
It is.
And people that go to rugby league and they play and watch their kids play, they go there for the enjoyment, you know. We've changed the rules to make sure that there's less kids getting injured in the game, which I think is a big, big bonus.
Yep.
But I think, you know, there's a lot of things I don't know what's happening on it, and I can only just give an opinion about what Ben did say, that he's asked for this funding, hasn't got it, then gets told that there is no paper.
Mate, all he wanted was $10 million to go across the 15 teams in the Q Cup.
Q Cup.
That's all they wanted, to share amongst those teams, right? But it gets worse. The Western Corridor of Brisbane, we've talked about this for ages.
For 10 years.
And Sats was involved in a bid. He knows a lot of stuff about this. We are giving that to the AFL. And have a listen to what Benny Eichen had to say this morning. This is alarming.
To be fair, even though we haven't got an NRL team in Ipswich and Toowoomba, you know, so sort of Western Brisbane, Southwest Queensland, that's why we fought for funding for the Western Clydesdale.
Yes.
To have a Tubbaloo yeah. Rugby League, a statewide club. You know, so that there was an academy or a pathway for players and coaches and match officials and administrators in that area. But they put in writing last year to us that they did not approve participation of the Western Clydesdales in our competition, nor did they see any benefit to the whole of game for the Clydesdales' existence. Mm. Well, who says that? Let alone
on the Darling Downs, please. It's been one of the strongholds.
Yeah. And I mean, the road from Ipswich to Toowoomba is called Darren Lockyer Way.
It's alarming, Wiz, and I'm telling you right now, and I've been saying this for ages, the Brisbane Lions have set up base in Ipswich. They know that that is the growth corridor for families in Queensland, right?
It's where the young ones are going to come from.
It's the third largest market in Australia. Could you imagine Sydney not having a team in Parramatta?
No.
It wouldn't exist.
It wouldn't happen.
So you've got to have a team out west. You've got to, and the other thing is, you watch, mate, and this is where the AFL are way ahead of the NRL. And I love NRL more than AFL, and I want NRL to succeed. But you watch, mate, they'll see their players walking around the streets. They've built a training facility out there. The girls will play out there at Springwood. The other thing is, you'll start seeing rugby league goalposts come down in schools. And you'll start seeing AFL goalposts go up. I saw it in Sydney as a young kid.
100%.
And even at my kid's school, Helensvale High School on the Gold Coast, Jaden Campbell came from there. Like, that was his school, right? They don't even have a rugby league academy anymore. They don't have a rugby league program. You know what they have? An AFL academy.
They
in rugby league heartland.
If there's one thing the AFL do so much better is they go to the schools and build what is required for their sport, which is the footy grounds, the goalposts, and all the rest of it. And I agree with you. Living in Sydney, you see the amount of grounds that were rugby league grounds all in AFL now, because they do put in so much money to get the game up and running. But they also, and I look at the way that they've spread their first grade sides around the country, and that we should have a team in Adelaide, we should have a team in Western Australia, you know.
But shouldn't we, like, make sure the heartland is looked after first?
I don't disagree with that. But when you're looking at big sponsorship coming in, those towns have got that money that can support a team. I'm not saying that
it's the fastest growing region in Australia.
I'm not saying they haven't got the money either. And you've got some good quality people behind you, that like Scotty Sattler and the rest of the crew that are out there trying to get it up and running. But if the NRL don't want it to happen, what do they want to happen?
Well, they want PNG to happen.
But why?
I don't know.
But why?
Because the government, the Q Cup. From what I've read, the government will fund it. So there's probably zero cost.
No cost. But it's all to do with money.
But the other thing is, their argument is the Broncos cover Western Brisbane. No, they don't.
No, they don't.
When was the last time? And again, I hope I'm wrong in this, but how often do you see the Broncos go out to schools out there?
I reckon, mate, you can go to most NRL sides and they would struggle to go to a lot of schools.
And I tell you what,
and
the AFL are doing.
I don't mean that disrespectfully,
no?
But I say that because I think that's exactly what's happening.
But the AFL, guess what? They're running Auskick programs. They're giving kids bags of merchandise with footies in it and stuff like that.
When my son was going to school and in the Parramatta district, they only ever saw the people from the AFL.
And that's happening in Queensland and it's happening all over New South Wales.
Mate, and I was blown away about how well it was run, what they did, what they offered. It was unbelievable, mate.
Mm.
But the rugby league just doesn't seem to spend any money there whatsoever. Look, they might spend money. That's probably the wrong statement to say that, because someone from the NRL will ring up and say, we spend all this money doing this, that and the other. But we're trying to encourage all these kids to get better participation. And that's what the game is all about.
Yeah.
The more young kids we've got coming through, whether it's the girls or the young boys coming through, we want them to enjoy it. We want them to come through. And there's a small smidgen that will go on to play, you know, first grade for the women's rugby league or the men's. So we know there's a small proportion, but you've got to have that enjoyment all the way through to 16s at least.
Yeah, well said. Well said. Let's hope they will listen to Benny Eichen, and he knows rugby league. He's passionate about rugby league.
He's great, mate. He's great. Look, just going back to the game they're going to have in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably the biggest hype we've seen for a long time for the game of rugby league. I said, it's, you know, if you're saying round one's on, that's great. But if you say round one's on in Vegas, everyone's talking about it. Everyone's talking about it.
Oh,
it is unbelievable.
From a marketing point of view.
They've done such a good job.
I get that.
But me too.
I understand that. And you know, I'm very excited to sit down on that Sunday arvo and have a coldie and watch the Bunnies wallop Manly. I'm all excited about that.
I think that will happen.
No, I don't. Manly, mate, this year. Anyway, we're going off track here. What do you think? 0457 736 736. Benny Eichen, by the way, also did go on to say New South Wales Rugby League are facing the same challenges as well. You know, they're even after funding for State of Origin camps. How much money does the Australian Rugby League Commission make out of State of Origin? A ton of money. It's the biggest product in the game. And all they want is a few extra bucks. I think it's like 50 grand or something to cover State of Origin camps. New South Wales is in the same position.
But I don't know where all the money goes. If you look at one game of State of Origin, just say it's at Suncourt Stadium, 52,000. Just work on only 40,000 people pay.
Mm.
At $200 a ticket. That's not what
I don't know where you're sitting at $200 a ticket, but obviously in the...
Well, right up the back.
I doubt it.
Well, no, I wasn't, but...
You wouldn't have bought the ticket anyway.
Are you off your head?
And when was the last time you paid for anything?
I haven't actually paid for a ticket for a long time.
Oh, see? Look at you.
You stick with me, Woogie, and I'll look after you.
Break time. This is Sports Day. Things that make you go, on the way next. If you've got something for us, you know the text, 0457 736 736, or if you're in NZ, 8833. This is Sports Day.
The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We're back. The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Yeah, welcome back to the show, The Wiz and Woogie tonight. Jeez, that's got a ring to it, The Wiz and Woogie. I reckon this could work.
I think Sats would be upset, and Rats, if I've come in and just take over like that.
Well, Sats and Rat can do Monday, Tuesdays.
Sats and Rat.
And Woogie and Wiz, The Wiz and Woog.
WW.
Yeah. Like Weight Watchers, like because you said I was fat earlier.
No. Let me clarify this. What I did say.
Yes.
What I did say had nothing to do with what you just said. I did not say that on
you
air.
You said he was a large, he was an obese player, and you pointed to me.
No, I didn't.
Like it said, and he said, he I don't want to sound
solid,
rude.
I said solid, solid.
Mate, you're making it worse for yourself.
No, I'm good.
This is a segment we do called... Things
to make you. I love this song.
But we only play a little bit of it, so we don't have to pay any.
I was so good at dancing to that song.
Were you?
That was terrible.
You know, Sats was a, what do they call those ones that used to spin around on their heads? A break dancer.
A break dancer?
Yeah.
Sats?
Yeah.
A late at night break dancer.
He was in a dance troupe. Mate.
That'll do me.
You know, he likes, have you heard of that?
Is this where he was playing for the Gold Coast?
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
He was also the lead role that John Travolta played in Grease the Musical in high school. He likes the radio station Smooth FM. And I have it on good authority.
He's He's got issues.
From the lovely Beck, his wife,
yeah,
that he's now fond of pina coladas. He got into those in Vietnam.
Wow.
I don't know what to say.
And he wanted to come back to work tonight too.
Yeah, on a sports show. Things that make you go, where's Coles?
That's what makes me go, with him.
There you go. There's a thing that makes
you go, what's he going on about?
And he's a non-drinker.
Is he?
He's a non-drinker.
Yeah, I wish I was.
And he is drinking pina coladas.
Oh, it must be only when you're away you can do that. Yeah. Then when you come back, it's all forgotten.
It's healthy again.
Yeah, wow. Well, he looks fit though, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He does look fit. He looks fitter than you and I put together.
Beck, oh, here you go, another fat jab.
No, I didn't say that. I just said you're solid.
Coles and Woolworths have the highest food profit margin in the world than any other global retailer, meaning Aussies are struggling to buy groceries while Coles and Woolies are laughing. Things that make you, things that make you go, and apparently Coles workers also have longer index fingers compared to Woolworths staff. Things that make you, you know that hand?
Yes, I know the one.
What else? Things that make you go, The NRL allowing Jacob Gagai to county suspension in the All-Stars match, not Sebastian Chris. Things that make you, things that make you go, can you work that out? Because we couldn't last night.
I am not one of the ones you should be asking about the judiciary. I couldn't work them out when I was playing. And I've got no chance of working them out now.
Yeah, we couldn't work it out.
I can't work it out. They just make up as they go along, I think. They might get back to them and they might get a little bit angry about that, but I really don't care.
Yeah, all right, okay, good.
Is that good? You happy with that?
So you're not going for a job at the NRL anytime soon?
I want to be head of the referees. That'll be the go.
See, Sats wants to be a referee.
Well, no, he's got some issues now.
Yeah.
He's got some issues now. He'd
be very tidy.
I find, like, I'm watching the referees over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
They are put under so much scrutiny and, you know, and they've got to make those decisions and now they've got the video replay and all the rest of the carry on with them. But we spoke about it earlier. Last year in the semi-finals, was the best refereeing I saw all year.
Yeah.
They just let the game flow. The state of origin was the same. That's how they should be refereeing from day one. But we've already seen it in these trial games where guys have been sent off, sent to the bin, all this other carry-on, and it'll carry on for 15 weeks. Then they'll go, maybe we're not getting the people to the game that we want. You've got to let the game flow. Let the players sort themselves out.
We've got to stop analysing those 50-50 calls, right? Oh. Just let them play.
Well, the players now, as you know, they will actually say to the referee, that was Ford. And he goes, really? Did you see that too? Yes, I did. I'd do the same thing if I was playing. Yeah. I'd be saying, Ford bastard, he's doing this.
Yeah.
You know? Well, why wouldn't you do it? I'd be a great administrator for the referee. They would love me too.
Yeah.
Well,
you're a bit aggressive, but, you know, keep some of your thoughts to yourself.
I'm different when it
comes. You're different?
My
word.
Different off the field.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Yeah, so don't let me near the white line. If I'm back a little bit, I'm okay.
You know what Sats and I want to do as well?
Oh, my. This will be interesting.
We want to get rid of touch judges. They're a waste of space and a waste of money.
I don't mind the touches.
No, we don't like
them. Well, because for 40 years, they haven't done much anyway. So why have them? Does it matter?
So we reckon you have like an electrified fence that goes down.
Yeah.
And if you touch it, you get a... You die. Don't die. That's a bit harsh.
Hold on. The electric fence, that's not a bad idea, but how do you keep moving it down? Is it just like...
Oh, it's built into the sideline painting.
Oh, and then it comes up, and if you're not back, you get penalised and stung.
Listen, let's not get into details.
Oh, sorry, Scott.
My other one is that plays where like a neck thing...
Oh, no, like a dog collar thing. You can spark it and then go back 10 metres.
Well, you could do that, or you could be a little bit more extravagant. And stay with me on this.
Yeah.
And if you go over the sideline, your head just blows off. Mate, kids will pay a fortune to see that.
You've been watching that movie, Death Race? Is that what you
No. See, someone stole my idea. They've heard us talk about it on the show.
This is about 20 years ago, Death Race. Was they it? Drove the cars in the prison and they got shot. And...
Yeah, there was a prison without the walls or something. Yeah. That's what I was basing it on. See?
You're an ideas man.
Oh, thank you. It's like soccer. How boring is a nil or draw, right?
Oh.
So the last 10 minutes of a game on a soccer pitch,
yeah.
Like imagine this in the A-League. Kids will froth this, right?
Mines.
No.
Oh.
Lions.
Release real lions.
Release
oh, like
a lion.
The Roman days.
Yes, and if and like once they score, someone scores, you'll actually grab the lion, put it back in its cage. But if no, that lion's roaming free until someone scores. I bet you they'll start scoring in that last 10 minutes.
There'd be no players left. I mean, the goalie and goalie. That's it.
But the kids will love it. They'll be Instagramming that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not into that Instagram. Are you? Scott is. He loves that stuff.
I love it. You know what I follow? All of my.
All just, your people online
no,
now.
No, I just follow. I just follow people who post about meat and cats. That's all I follow.
Because you love cats.
I love cats and I love meat more. Just people barbecuing meat.
I wouldn't have picked that. Anyway.
Things that make Jason go, JWH, 298 games in 14 seasons at 21.3 games per season.
That's pretty good.
And 33 tests in that time. His knee injury late 2015 cost East the comp and cost JWH 13 games till round 9 2016. That's from Bondi Jack. 21.3 games per
that's
season.
Good.
That's higher than I thought it'd be.
I thought it'd be a lot lower than that.
Yeah.
21. Maybe he hasn't had that many suspensions after all.
Not. Maybe he hasn't. Maybe it's just a perception.
But he's had a lot of trips down there. Maybe got off a few times.
Maybe. Gary, you might be able to answer this one for us from 970. Things that make you go, Kiwis are better lovers of sheep wool than Aussies.
Don't knock it till you try it, brother.
No, sheep wool, not
oh,
sheep.
No.
I said wool. I'm going.
Can I delay that part?
Break time. This is Sports Day.
The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. We're back. The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
I'll tell you what, Satsy's been on the text to me, Wiz. And that's, I think you're nervous. I think you've made him nervous.
What a surprise.
He doesn't like the idea of the Wiz and Woogie.
Wasn't it Woogie and Wiz?
Oh, no, you can go it's, first.
No, I don't mind. I don't mind. That's all good.
Apparently, we can't pay you enough to get your services. That's what he's saying. So what Sats is saying
is
he's cheaper.
I'm not the one who went to Vietnam for a holiday.
You know he didn't barter with when buying stuff? He was paying full price for stuff, right? They're going. That's, let's say it's $10. They're going, it's $10. And he goes,
I'll give you 12. I want to help you out. Here's 12. No, 15. Take it now.
They're giving him change. They go, no, we're ripping you off. So, here we go. Breaking news. Do you want it?
Oh, yeah.
Australian Rugby League Commission Chair Peter Volandis has celebrated his appointment for a further 3 years by revealing that he may not see out his term. What's that mean?
Well, what do you mean? How do you get 3 years extra then?
But he might not do it all. Oh, I don't know.
Does he still get paid for 3 years?
Oh, probably.
Could I do that for the show here?
Absolutely.
Can we speak to the
Rats? Rat's been milking this cow.
Yeah.
But there's no tomorrow. Yeah. Hey, an electric fence on the field would stop Donnie McKinnon and Russell Pack a pain on it. I don't know who you are, 133, but you have been on absolute
fire
tonight. Some other stuff here. Wiz has played for more clubs than Donald Trump orange spray tans.
Oh, he is orange though, isn't he? Yeah. I don't like his hairdo. You like his hairdo? What about his new gold shoes? Donald Trump shoes.
$600 a pair.
Mate, there's no chance I'm buying them for $600.
I don't spend.
Sats could have got those in Vietnam for at least $15.
He would have paid $30. Bondi Jack, that knee injury is karma for the grub getting off at the judiciary so often. That's from Iron Bronco. Yeah, rightio. Woogie and Wiz.
That's hard.
Things that make you go, if you stick. No, I'm not reading that out, Rooster Muzz. PVL has learnt to tuck his business shirts in. Woogie, I believe the line you're looking for is Wiz played at more clubs than Slim Dusty.
Oh, I've heard that one before.
However, SEN's own Noddy Camorley and Tyron Smith usurp Wiz. Noddy playing at 6 clubs and Smith at 7 clubs.
Yeah. Yes. True.
I knew
Noddy had played for a lot.
And then, of course, we mentioned before, the assistant coach at the Cowboys.
Mahoney.
Maloney.
He's played for 6.
High Flyer says the NRL needs to look after the West, Western Australia, West Brisbane and West Sydney because the Panthers were broke 10 years ago and the NRL did nothing. When the Panthers built their centre of excellence, the Panthers charged the NRL to display their symbol on the complex because they didn't help and now represent the country.
Oh.
Didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
The Wizards played at more clubs than the Deltones.
Oh, they're going over spilt.
We're going backwards now,
they're
folks.
They're going over spilt milk.
What else is there? Something funny about Wiz. Pizza standing up to the big forwards, screwing off with Giants. That always made me laugh. I mean, I think it's meant to be Wiz. Yeah. Mate, who was the biggest forward you stood up to?
Les Davidson and Block.
Yeah?
That was stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really stupid.
Lads, the AFL came to my school in West Auckland. That's from Peter.
You've got to give them credit. They do a fantastic job with the schools. They are doing things better than the rugby league are. And, you know, our players are training every day. We just need to get them out there to the schools. The kids love them. Mm. And you saw when the Broncos were out the other day, the fan day they had, there was thousands and thousands of kids there. But you need to get to the schools too to get them motivated to play rugby league.
But that's the kids going to the Broncos.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We need to do it the other way. But when do they get time to do it?
And there's only so many of them, yeah.
And there's only so many times. And when you train all day long, it's like a job. You don't want to go home and start again. And they'd be the same. If they got a day off, they want
some
to go.
Some do, and they do it quietly and privately.
Yeah, and they just do it just to help out. Because they went to that school, so they go back and they help.
Yeah.
Which used to happen years and years ago anyway.
Shane has sent us a text here, Wiz. G'day, boys. Ben Eichen is correct. Sad to say, it's too late and Country Rugby League is dead.
Yeah, Country Rugby League
is dying.
I did say for the game and the country to survive, and just to say, use New South Wales as a starting point, a team based out at Dubbo or Orange or around that area, where the kids who are country kids that do struggle to come to the city sometimes, they have their own team they can go to and nurture and live with their own families and all that sort of stuff, would be a good start for them. But again, the NRL have got to make a decision what they want and who they want to come in.
Wiz, we go to a lot of regional centres through the Super Radio Network with this show, and mate, in country areas and in regional areas, you play cricket in the summer, you play footy in the winter.
Yep.
And you would think in New South Wales and Queensland, that choice would be rugby league. Or it may even be rugby union in some in the northern states. But that's generally what you do because sport is all you have. That is your community, right?
Yep.
We can't lose that.
No, but there are a few country towns that are losing that. They're struggling for teams.
And they're struggling for administrators.
Yeah. Well,
people to run the clubs.
People don't get paid for it. A lot of people in rugby league do it for the love of the game.
Yeah, you're right.
And you know what? For the love of the game, it's fantastic. But in the end, we need to reward these people and say, this is what you will get if you do a job that's going to be beneficial for the game at the same time.
Mm.
You know, that is the hard part. I think Wagga, where we had the rugby league ground there, that's all gone.
Yeah,
that's
right.
That's all AFL down there.
Yeah.
And that was a great, like, nursing juniors down there that were coming through to go to Sydney to play.
There's been great AFL players and great rugby league players that come out of there. Yep. You know, and great cricketers.
Yep.
Absolute great cricketers. All right, got to go to a break. We're running out of time. This is Sports Day. We'll wrap up the show in just a moment.
The new refined 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. We're back. The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Yeah, welcome back to the show. It's the Wiz and Woogie here tonight. Now, I'll tell you what, I've not laughed so much in my life because Sats doesn't like the laugh and Rat just yells all night.
Why?
I don't know. Why? They're up to it.
You've got to have some fun when you do this job. We've got to entertain the fans out there. And I think we've done a pretty good job.
I think we have.
Wookie and Wiz. I'm starting to think. I might give you a ring on the way home and go, hey, Wookie.
Don't ring me on the way home.
Oh, is that, well, we
give me a break. That's it. I'll know and see you again.
I've had you for 2 hours.
Hey, here's a quick one for you to leave you with. Sea Eagles star Tom Trbojevic has reportedly utilised ballet exercises in a bid to remain injury-free this season. Things that make you, things that make you go. That'll do me, Gus.
No. I think it's smart play from those ballet athletes. Super, super strong, and they just do things that other people couldn't do. And I think it's a good idea from the try and get his hammy right.
Will he look good in a tutu, though, do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I think he looks good now.
There's the quote from the show, Daddy.
See you, Woogie.
Mate, thanks for coming in. It's been fun.
I've had a ball, mate. Hopefully I can come back and the fans still here next week.
Well, mate, the text machine has just blown up tonight. Hey, great having you on board. The Global Game, it returns tonight. That's coming up next on SEN stations. Check your local guide. Sports Day, we'll be back tomorrow night with myself and also Scott Sattler. If you enjoyed the show so much tonight, make sure you grab the podcast. Thank you, Wiz.
See you, buddy.
Thank you to everybody who got involved in the show tonight. We've loved your texts and calls. It's been wonderful. We'll be back tomorrow night. Catch you then. Goodbye.